Ach, sie war men gimbal on the base. Just recoup a little bit. Okay, tomorrow wants to know where Rebbe Lezer knows that chametz are today taruvos. How do you know that it's only over you're only over a lav and not kares? Gemara says we learn from kol machmetzes lo shochelu. First, the Gemara thinks it's the word machmetzes. Gemara says no, it's the pasuk that says b'feirish machmetzes is chayiv kares. Right? Machmetzes v'nichrasa. Gemara says that the pasuk of kol ochel machmetzes is not talking about machmetzes that's chametz al yedei taruvos, but chametz gomer that was made chametz by something else. So if that's the case, then the first machmetzes also could be that. So says, no, you learn it from the word kol. Kol machmetzes. Not only real chametz, but any chametz that's mixed together with other things. Mara says, you need the call to tell me that, what's it called? It says also on the Koresh part, call, ki call ho'ochel machmetzes, it says call also. Mara says, no, there it comes to tell me women are also chayim on the Isser Chomet. Mara says, what do you need a pasuk to tell me women are chayim? We have a pasuk that tells me that women are equal to men when it comes to all loving, right? Pasuk Isha Isha Kiyasu Mikolchatu Sa'adam. Smart says now, Shalt Vaitech Amina Hoil Uksi Losochal of Chomets Shiva Shomim Tochal of Matzis. Since the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat Chomets, and it puts it right together with eating Matzah for 7 days, because Yeshno Mekum Echol Matzah, Yeshno Bebal Tochal Chomets. Anyone who's chayiv to eat Matzah the first night has an isser of eating chametz the whole 7 days. The honey nashi, hoilvales, no bekumechal matzah, but a woman would not be chayiv to eat matzah normally. There wouldn't be any other psukim, because the havya mitzvah cessation is on grama. Matzah is a mitzvah that has a positive mitzvah that has a set time. So aim of about tochal chametz, no me less no. So I might think that women are potter. They're not chayiv for eating chametz. There's no issue for a woman to eat chametz, because there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. Kamash malan. No, that's why I need the pasuk. Ki kol ochel machmetzes. Anybody who eats it, even women. V'hashti disrabu v'val tochel chametz. And now that we know that women are chayiv if they eat chametz, from the word kol, ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrasa, it's Rabbi Nami Lachilus Matzah, not just the opposite. Right? Kerebi, Elazar. Domer Rebbe Elazar, Noshim Chayobus Bachilus Matzah Dvar Torah. Now we learn the opposite way. Now that we know from Kikol Ochel Machmetzes, that anyone who eats Chametz is Chayim, even women, and we don't learn Chametz from Matzah, now that we know that women are Chayim, we learn Matzah from Chametz. And Rebbe Lezer said, women are chayiv to eat matzah from the Torah. Right? Well, I was thinking why it says Dvar Torah. There's a Tosfos, not over here, but in many places. Tosfos says, the Gemara says, women are chayiv in Kriyas HaMegillah, because Afein Hayu Bos Vanes. Women are chayiv in Arba Kosos. So why don't we say the same thing by Pesach? They also were part of the nation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Tosfos says, that's only Midrabbanan. Dinei drabbanim u'machayiv women because afin hayu bosu anes. That wouldn't be enough to machayiv them in our Torah. So it could be that's why Rebbe Lezer says, noshim chayovus bachilus matzah dvar Torah. It could be that women would be chayiv midrabbanim because afin hayu bosu anes. But not Rebbe Lezer's mechadish that they're chayiv even in our Torah. Shememar lo sochol of chomets. Kol she yeshno about tochol chomets, yeshno bachilus matzah. V'hani noshi nomi. Hoil the yeshna b'vat tochal chametz, yeshna b'kum echo matzah. So now we go first full circle. We need the pasuk ki kol ochel machmetzes to tell me, don't learn chametz from matzah, that since women wouldn't be chayiv in matzah, because it's a mitzvah seishas lagrama. They wouldn't be chayiv on chametz. So we learn from kol ochel machmetzes that women are also chayiv on chametz. Once women are chayiv on chametz, they're also chayiv to eat matzah. Ratzi mitzvah seishas lagrama, nafkol on the perikana kedushin, the nashim shturos, the one in kedushin, learns the source that mitzvah seishas lagrama, women are potter. Kumash Malan, high call the Muzaris Alachanit, the Kibbutz, high call the Muzaris Alachanit. So we learn from call Ochil Machmetzes that women are chayiv for Chametz. The Kibbutz, the Muzaris, Allah the Chametz, Chayavis Be'esid, Achilis Matzah, Laila Harisha. Right? And even though, and since women are chayiv on Chametz, they're also chayiv to eat matzah the first night. The Apple God is Mangroma, even though it's a Mitzvah Seish Mangroma, here there's a special limud that women are chayiv. To Rebbe Loza, Hora the Yeshua Bal Toch HaChomets, the Nathkala Mikol Okel Chomets, Yeshua Bekum Echo Matzah. Okay, come on. Umay Chos is the high call the Rebuye Noshim, Umathka Sei Ruvo, Eima the Rebuye Ruvo. Right. Why do you know that this pasuk? We said the other pasuk, kol machmetzes lo sochelu, which is only alav. There, the kol comes to tell me you're chayiv on a mixture of chametz. Here we say ki kol ochel machmetzes. The kol comes to tell me that women are chayiv. Right? Why don't we say, and that's where it's kares? Why don't we say that the kol over here is the same thing as over there? Comes to tell me that if you eat chametz mixed together with other things, your chayiv kares. Why this call we learn women from, and the other call we learn all kinds of chametz? So it says pashut. Mistabra koi ba'ochlin mar ba'ochlin. Koi ba'ochlin mar b'necholin. The call is going on two different things in both psukim. When you say kol machmetzes lo sochelu, the call is describing the machmetzes, all kinds of machmetzes. So there we say, even machmetzes that's mixed with other things. But over here, the call is going on the people who are eating. Kikol ochel machmetzes. Anybody who eats. So the call is going on the anybody who's eating. So you can't be marba the kind of chametz, but rather it has to tell you something about the kinds of people who are eating it. So here we're marba noshim, because the call is going on the eaters. And there we're marba are the kind of chametz that's mixed together because the kol is going on the chametz. Rashi, koi ba'ochli, kol de gabi koresh ba'ochli chametz kshim. The kol that's by the pasuk of kol ha'ochel machmetzes v'nichbrasa is going on the eaters. Av kol da'zora b'nechol kshim, kol machmetzes. But the pasuk that says alav is the kol is going on the things that are being eaten. On the chametz, not on the eaters. Koy ba'ochel mar b'necholim bitmir. It's the call should go on the eaters and be might something about the chametz itself. Doesn't make sense. Maskif lor of Nosson, avuad Rav Huna. So Rav Nosson, the father of Rav Huna, objected to this. The chol hecha de koy ba'ochel lo mar b'necholim. We don't have cases where the call it goes on the people who are eating, and yet we learn it in a drash that it qualifies the things that are being eaten. It's not unheard of that the word kol can be defining what modifying is what I'm looking for. The kol can modify, right, the eaters, and yet with a drash we learn that that kol goes on what's being eaten. But Tanya, the following is an example. Ki kol ochel chelev mina behema shiyakri. Right? The pasuk says, whoever eats chelev from an animal that you bring as a korban. So here clearly the call is going on the people who are eating. Yet, ein li ala chelev tmimim. Sheroi li korid. I might think from this pasuk, you're only chayiv if you eat chelev from an animal that could be brought as a korban. A tamim. Chaylev bali mumim minayim. How do you know that you're a chayev for eating chaylev if you eat it from an animal that's a bal mum, that isn't fit to be brought in the mizbeach? Right? Talmud lomar min habehema. Right? It says min habehema. Even what's it called, not just animals that are mikrov, even other men is marbe. Chelev chulim and hayin. How do I know that if you bring, you eat chelev from an animal that's bechlal not kodesh, that you're chayev? Maybe it's only things that are kodesh to be korbanos. Talmud lomar ki kol. Right? So you see that even though the kol is a modifier of the people who are eating the chelev, we use it as a drash to be marbe what kind of chelev you're chayev on. V'hocha dekoy v'ochlin dekoy marbe necholim. Here, the kol modifies who's eating, yet with the drasha, we are marking from that kol different kinds of chalev. So let's just say the same thing over here. Even though the kol is going on who's eating the chametz, with the drasha, we can be marking different kinds of chametz. Even chametz is mixed together with other things, and be chayv koris. Moshe says, no. Hashem deleka ochlim marbe necholim. Where there's a drasha to be made concerning the people who are eating, like in our case, I could think women would be potter from eating chametz, since they would be empirically potter from matzah without any other limudim. Now I need a drasha to tell me something about the people who are eating. In other words, the drasha is more reasonable if it has something to do with the people eating, since the word kol is modifying the eaters. But if you have no drasha at all with the people who are eating, there's nothing to be marbe. There's no reason to assume that anybody who eats chalev wouldn't be chayev. So the only drasha could be on what kind of chalev is being eaten. Then you can use the kol that goes on the ochlin for the necholim. But where there is a drasha for the ochlin, you don't pass that up and give a drasha for the necholim if there's some drasha you can use for the ochlin. Okay, Rashi. Asher yakrid mash v'kodshim shiutmin. From the simple meaning of the pasuk, it seems you can't eat chalev from an animal that's kodesh that could be brought as a carbon. But if it's not, couldn't be brought as a carbon, it's kodesh, but it's a bal mom, maybe not. So that would marva from min habehima. And I might think that an animal that's not kodesh at all, you're not chayv and chaylev, that we learn from kol. When it says, hasem to leka l'rabuye ochlim, to han nashim and rav Yehuda nafki, hishva kosev ishal isha kolom shishim b'torah. Over there, there's no havamina that a woman would be potter from eating chaylev. So we don't need to be marbe nashe, and there's nobody else to be marbe that wouldn't, I wouldn't think is chayev and chaylev, and the pasuk tells me they're chayev. Hacha de ikel rabuye ochlin, de nashe bisur chamet, de lo nafki lo med rav Yehuda, k'damor leil, lo shavik ochlin marbe necholim. But over here there's a reason to think that women would not be chayev and chamet, because you compare it to matzah. And empirically matzah wouldn't be potter, because mitzah says shachman grama. Therefore, we need a pasuk to tell me women are chayiv. So if you have a drasha concerning the people who are eating, since the kol modifies that, better to use that drasha than to use the drasha on the things being eaten, since the kol is not talking about the things being eaten. But if you have no drasha except on the things being eaten, then even though the kol modifies the eaters, you can darshan it on the things being eaten. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbanan de leslu eruv. The Rabbanan who hold that chametz ayidei taruvos. Right? You're not chayiv alav. Could be osur. It's an isur. But it's not alav. There are things in the Torah that you don't have alav, but they're osur. Chatzishir. Chatzishir we learn from kol chelev. Even less than a shir. But it's not alav. It doesn't say don't eat a chatzishir. It just says kol chelev. It's an isur. So too, there's an isur to eat pashas, according to some. It's machlokas rishonim. Some hold that according to the Rabbanan, there's bechlau, no isur bechlau. You're allowed min haTorah to eat chametz ayidei taruvos. It's only in his kenisa the Rabbanan. Some hold that it's mutar legamri, according to the Rabbanan. And some say there's an isur deraisa, but not a lav. So according to the Rabbanan, they don't have a lav. That's for sure, according to everybody. The Rabbanan are not marbe chametz al yedei taruvos. call, no darshin. Right? So they don't learn the word call. They don't darshin call. Elanashim and Alahu, right? So where do they know that women are chayiv on eating chametz? And the male, where do they know that women are chayiv to eat matzah? Because they go together. Because they don't learn the word kol. If they don't learn the word kol, when it comes to kol machmetzes, that's marbe taruvos, then they shouldn't learn ki kol ochel machmetzes either. So they shouldn't have the women are chayiv and chametz. Where it says kol darshi, ki kol darshi. They don't darshi the word kol alone. But ki kol, that yes they darshi. So ki kol ochel machmetzes is marbe noshi. But kol machmetzes, lo sochelu, just the word kol by itself, they don't learn from that word, Rashi. Rashi, the rabbanon, the pligi adar belongs to the eruv de chametz, kiven the lesnu lav the eruv, pshit the kol dechsid gabe azorah, the kol machmetzes, lo darshi. It's obvious they don't learn from the kol machmetzes to be marbe, what's it called, chametz avidei taruvos. So if they don't darsh in the kol, by kol machmetzes, then they shouldn't darsh in the kol by ki kol ochel chametz. Where do they know the women are chayiv on achilas chametz? The hashtal korchich, kol the gabi chorus, the rebuye noshim, no, they don't darsh. They have a noshim and a lush. How do they know women are usher to eat chametz? Where it says, kol the gabi azorah, the loksiv ki ba'adei, lo darshin and the rebuye nechol and deruvo. By kol, that just says kol machmetzes, that they don't darsh. To be marbe taruvas chametz. Of a gabi korish, the ochlin, ksiv ki kol ochel, darshin and lay. By ki kol, you do darshin. Now the Gemara says that's the case, then there's, according to Balesa, that you darshin kol, if it says ki kol, then you have two drushes. For a Balesa, ema kol arabos zanoshim, ki kol arabos seruva. Once we're marbe noshim, we have nothing else to learn from the ochlin. So now we have the rule. If you have a drasha, you have nothing to learn for the ochlin, learn for the necholim. So we use the key to be marbe noshim, and the kol, now the chorus should be marbe, that even chometz, alyidei taruvos, is chayiv koris. So why, if the rabbanon learn ki kol, but they don't learn kol, then why doesn't Rebbe Lesser learn two drushes? He learns kol, and he should also learn kikol. There's two drushes to learn by kikol ochel machmetzes. One should be for noshim, and the other one should be the taruvas chametz is chayiv koris. Chitema kikol Rebbe Lesser lo dorish. And if you're going to tell me, no, Rebbe Lesser doesn't hold that there's any difference between kol and kikol. They're equal. There's only one drusha. Like we said before, if you have a choice, when the word kol modifies the eaters, you have a choice to make a drasha on the eaters of the thing being eaten, you make it on the eaters. But that's not true, because I'll show you another place where Rebbe Lezer darshins ki kol. The ki is a separate thing. But Tanya Sor Bal Taktiri says you can't be makter sa'or chametz on the Mizbeach. Ein li ela kulo. I might think that if you take the whole chometz and you're makter on the mizbeach, you're over. Because taktiru is going on, when you have a mincha, you take a handful of flour or dough and you burn it on the mizbeach. So it says, don't burn on the mizbeach chometz. Right? Don't be makter. So ma'aktara is the chometz. So I might think you're only chayiv if you're makter the whole chometz. If you're makter half of the chometz, right, or portion of it, then you wouldn't be chayiv for about taktir. They wouldn't be over that love. Talmud Lomar, kol, right? Any amount, be chayiv. Eruva benayim, what if you mix that komet with something else and you makter the two together? Talmud Lomar, kikol. So man shamas le the dorish kol. Who's the one who darshins kol, even without kikol? Not the rabbanon of Rebbe Lesser, Rebbe Lesser. Rebbe Lezer, the Kodorish Kikol, and that same Rebbe Lezer is Darshan's two drashas, one from the Kol and one from the Ki. Same thing over here. From the Kol will be Marben Noshim, and from the Ki, since we have no more drasha about the people eating, so we'll make the drasha about the thing being eaten, and it's Marbe Taruvas Chametz and Chayiv Koris. Verse says, kasher. Okay, it's kasher. We don't die from kashers. It's a kasher, right? Why Rabbi Lazar over there darshan's key call and over here not? But that's the Metzius. Rabbi Lazar taka holds that you're not chayiv koresh on taruvas chametz. Why not? We don't know. Right? We have a kasher. That's it, kasher. Rashi. I might think you're only chayiv for being makter sa'or on the mizbeach when the whole haktara is sa'or. You're not makter the whole komets. Chatzisayis. The ain haktara pchusim mikazayis. Because haktara has to be at least a kazayis. So you need a komets that's at least a kazayis. What about a chatzisayis, which is in the shear of haktara? So the Gemara says you learn from kol. El ruva menayim. Sheino be'en. El mu'ura v'nivlo mincha hogena shel matzos. La'achar sheposesan. The ain't be'en. What if you're makter not only the komets, but you're makter it together with part of the mincha, which is matzah. So on that part, you're not going to be over being makter chametz. It's not chametz, it's matzah. But the chametz is mixed with some matzah. How do you know you're chayv for being makter that? Tamil Omer, that's what you learn from kikol.